The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
You know, I didn't miss that.
It was discussed earlier that we got to put on the bisexual lighting for GUI Nights just to get the...
I'm the host.
We were all sitting here and nobody
said that. I'm the host and I'm saying no.
It was discussed on a previous episode.
There's no quorum.
I don't care.
No.
I mean, that's going to put me to sleep. You want me to be energetic or not? Use a brighter light.
Sexy music.
I'm not...
Our sexy lighting here.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah. I don't want to feel sexy in the room with you two.
All right, well...
There you go. No. Sorry, just not...
All right.
Not my thing.
Fine.
I don't care what you said on previous episodes unless they're going to continue
to... No bisexual lighting for you. You're not worth the bisexual lighting.
So just no lighting at all.
There we go.
Cool. Maybe learn how to use your bisexual lighting.
Yeah. I've been trying for 20 years, sir.
You'll figure it out one day. Like, you'll be on your deathbed like, damn it! And then...
Got it.
So, yeah, welcome back. How many did I miss? Two?
Two, three, five, I don't know. I lost track.
Yeah. No, I looked on the episode release, and I feel like there's two.
I think it might have been
two. You still haven't released the fucking Bruce Willis one, the one we recorded after the Bruce Willis episode.
No, there was an issue with it on the hosting platform. It released.
Okay.
It didn't release, And I think I fixed that since.
What it happened was, I'm just giving him shit, because that's what I'm allowed to now.
No, there was an issue. I think Hunter reached out and let me know about that. It was something with when it released. It released on some of the platforms, like on Apple and stuff. It released, but not on Spotify or something.
Fucking weird, man.
Yeah, so I resubmitted.
Sweet, because that was a fun episode.
That should be up there.
But hopefully I'm back for foreseeable future. We'll see how that goes.
This energy.
Yeah.
Love this
energy. I'm just saying. Yep. I said I'm glad to be back. What the fuck you want me to be jumping down? It's fucking like 11 o'clock at night. I've been up since 4. Woo! Fuck you. Fuck you.
Excited.
Mr. Wake Up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fuck it. Off. Exactly.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
You said that like Mr. Wakes Up at 8 a.m. That's still, you know, like
you kids and your laziness.
Yeah. I'm saying, wake up before be a real man.
I'm at the crack of noon.
I'm perfectly comfortable not being a real man if it means I get to sleep until 8 a.m.
Yeah, no, totally. I would.
Total sissy over here.
I would love to be a little sissy and wake up at noon. Yeah, that's even better. Yes.
Actually, it's 8:30 is when I get up. The alarm starts going off at 8 a.m.
And then you have to hit snooze when getting up at 8?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I get up around whenever. I used to get up on time.
And then I...
So you're a heroin addict.
Drag myself, drag myself out of bed
nice.
With 15 minutes before I have to get into the office.
Oh, God.
So I can make my smoothie and coffee. Oh. And then I wander into my home office. Yeah, tough life. I live.
That's smoothie.
Is smoothie.
You lost me at smoothie.
Oh.
My blueberry and strawberry and banana smoothie with peanut butter powder. It's delicious.
Yo, I had some Fruity Pebbles, man. I call that a big win.
I mean, it's basically a smoothie version of Fruity Pebbles. It's what it tastes like. So. Yeah.
Minus the peanut butter. You don't put peanut butter.
I also woke up, started smoking.
You don't
weed, so Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, I've just never
really
tried it.
Big win.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Fair enough. So the man who likes his Fruity Pebbles after his morning. Gravity bong hit? We go with that?
No, man. I'll just go out in the bag, smoke out of a dugout.
Oh, man.
It ain't broke. Man.
That's true, but gravity bongs are fun.
I got shit to do.
Yeah, you do a gravity bong hit, you ain't doing shit.
No.
You fucking going down.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going to sit around and be high. I mean,
binge watch some shit. Back is Trey Vanneman.
What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Bruh.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the intros out of the way because otherwise we get derailed. And the other man who has his little fucking Fruity Pebble with peanut butter smoothies and doesn't exist until 8:30, like it's a hard task, is Mike Thabit Bickett.
Woo! Mike Bisexual Lighting Bickett! Woo! We're here.
We are.
Making it sexy.
With no bisexual lighting.
Well, unfortunately. Yeah. That's your loss, honestly.
I
can be in the bisexual lighting anytime I want, so this was really for you, and you chose not to have the gift that I was bestowing upon you, so...
However you want to view it, that's fine.
That's fine. It's fine. Your loss. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, however you want to view it, bro. Your world, boss.
Donnie, bisexual lighting is the best lighting when you're playing Gran Turismo on the TV. So.
Or if you're playing a drinking game on how many times the word bisexual has been dropped.
Yeah,
I'm going to drop bisexual as many times as to say fuck in The Godfather. So,
I also noticed that like my voice on that one, I don't know why. I think it's just because I'm
good fellas.
But it just dropped. I felt like one of the women doing the thing with the sweaty balls. Like, oh, yeah,
sweaty balls.
Yeah, just whispering in the
so,
mic.
So with that, how, just so we can get that, I see how many times we can say that in this episode.
Sweaty balls.
What year did that get deemed? Because that, you know, on the color palette, those have gone together.
It was a thing, I think,
I don't
since 2015,
question.
Whereabouts. That's when they started using it in a lot of action movies where, like, Atomic Blonde was using a lot of bisexual lighting. The reason it got deemed that is that there were a lot of sequences that involved bisexuality that the lighting was in, because it was always, like, a sexy club or, like, a dimly lit drug dungeon or something like that.
So it started
like
out as a coincidence?
So, yeah, it was really coincidence that bisexuality just happened to be occurring anytime there was, like, purple, blue, and pink lighting.
So it's purple, blue, and pink lighting.
Yes.
And that's how we're referring to it from now on then. Because it was just coincidence. Sorry. Like, I was just curious. That's all.
I mean, it's more funner. And
it's more funner.
Funner.
Yeah. It more better.
And also, instead of, like, that's like saying Kleenex versus, can you give me a facial tissue? Like,
I just say Tina. I say tissue. Give me a tissue. I don't need to say Kleenex. Give me
like,
fucking tissue.
Oh, that's some nice blue, pink, and purple lighting.
You don't go over to someone else's house and be like, hey, you got any more Charmin? No, you got any more fucking toilet paper? Like, I mean, I'm just saying.
I spent a good 60 seconds trying to figure out what was going on.
I was curious.
We had circled back to the bisexual lighting.
Yeah, I was
sweaty balls.
I was
and then I'm like,
it's not quite the same as like brand recognition that's used to label entire products.
You went there.
I did.
Yeah, I was just going following your
lead. Definitely not brand recognition. I had no idea what you were talking about.
There's no company called Bisexuals that owns a lighting pattern that like makes money off of.
I'm sure there's bisexuals that own lighting companies.
No, I mean, I'm sure there are bisexuals that own lighting companies. I'm sure there's plenty of like Hollywood like lighting people.
Yes,
it's their whole job that will like suck on a titty or a dick and be totally stoked on both, and more power to them. And they probably rarely use that lighting scheme too.
Probably
because they didn't work on a
Atomic. What if that's like an industry inside thing where they just like scoff and like bisexual lighting's actually like, you know, yellow and mauve,
right?
Like,
anytime, anytime you see chartreuse in a movie, it's bisexual lighting.
Obviously, if you know anything about the industry,
they hate this color scheme because every time it's like, oh, we're doing Atomic Bond 3, Terry. You want to get the lighting? You can do the lighting too. You don't have to be bisexual to do the bisexual lighting.
No, I really was just curious about when like that became a thing. And so it was 2015. It was coincidence. People were just recognized things, and then they took it, but they haven't done
exhaustive historical research.
I was just curious because like that color palette just goes together.
It started being popular as a joke because that was a major lighting scheme that was used during the Godzilla versus Kong movie.
Mm-hmm.
When all the city buildings and stuff are in bisexual lighting, and so the running joke is that they were like, that was foreplay for them, that they were gonna like dick down, and that was the knowing nod is like, I'll see you later, in that movie. Because
a movie I just watched last night that has the same lighting in a club scene that was made in the '80s. It's called Fright Night, and he was dicking down a woman. So yeah, not really.
I mean,
but he was a vampire, so he might have dicked down dudes.
I mean, yeah,
he's a vampire. That's true.
We just recently watched Interview with a Vampire, and yeah, there's definitely some like all over the place sexuality happening in that movie.
Well, I mean, if you read the book, like again, it's like Neil Gaiman.
That was the kid love version. If you haven't read the book,
that's what rewatching it. I'm like, this is too subtle. Like by today's standards, they're just like, I love you, Louis, and that's supposed to suggest that they've like fucked each other. Is that they love each other. I'm like, I tell my friends I love them all the time, and I've only fucked some of them.
Yeah. But not only was the movie made in the mid-90s, they were from a time period of the 1600s, 1500s. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they were definitely like, I can't even say I love you.
Can't even say.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
They didn't actually grow with the time period they were living in because they were sleeping all the time and then just murdering people. That's kind of how that works.
Fucking hated that movie.
Yeah, they're redoing it with a series or something or whatever the fuck.
It's a treat if you want to just laugh at how silly it is because it doesn't age well at all.
I don't know what's more silly, seeing Brad Pitt with that wig or seeing Tom Cruise with that wig. Take a pick. Which ones?
Tom Cruise just kind of gets on my nerves.
Tom Cruise, every scene he's in, he's just like, ooh, Louie, and so funny. But the thing that's so funny about that movie in a, like, terrible, awful way is that they glance over the fact that Brad Pitt's character is a fucking slave owner. Like, you're introduced to him, and he owns a plantation.
Yes.
He owns slaves.
Yes.
And there's no, like, and I got it from my dad, and I was really fucking not stoked about it because I believe in equal rights. There's no line like that at all. He's just like, no, like, I think slaves are, it's cool to have slaves. Like, I own a plantation at the beginning.
He was from the South. I'm sure that's what he thought.
No, but, like, legit at the very beginning of that. But then they set that up as that character, there's no point where he's like, oh, and I think back about how unprogressive I was as a slave owner. Like, you're just rooting for the slave owner the entire movie.
I'm pretty sure if you're a vampire, that's probably the last thing you give a fuck about.
Pretty much.
Just saying. Like, I mean, don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is it? What? Yeah, you have zero issue with that. Like, yeah. You don't care.
You just like,
human life means
to where
fuck
it's
all
like,
now.
You're murdering
people.
So what's worse? Just holding people as slaves or, like, murdering all people?
I think it's all, like, really bad. I don't know.
I mean, in the eyes of what a vampire can do, in like, the grand scheme of things, mm-hmm. I'm going to say he doesn't give a fuck.
I mean, I think if you are a Southern slave owner, there is probably still murder happening at your hand. Like,
yeah,
you're still
just not as much as being a Southern vampire slave owner.
I feel like if you are indiscriminately killing people, for some reason, I think that like that settles better for me instead of being like you specifically because of your race, I can kill you. French, it's fine. Like, I think that's,
so you have no problem with like. The whole
no, I mean, I have
little
a
girl
with
thing.
All of it.
Like, I'd be a shitty slave if I was owned by a vampire. You didn't work in the field today. How do you know?
That's true. I trust my advisors. Well, do you? I saw them in your fucking study. So
Tom
do you Clark trust them?
I was there, man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, ain't no pictures. Ain't nothing happened.
Yep.
You got a guy out there just hammering away at a piece of metal, making a picture of me working in the field.
False statement, man. I showed up.
Yeah, I'm saying. I clocked my corn cob. I guess
like,
whatever the fuck they
used back
then.
I'm not stoked at like murder in general. Like. But, like, if you're indiscriminate, it's like, well, okay, cool. Well, at least you're, like, equal opportunity murder.
I mean, he murdered everybody.
Yeah, so, I mean, that just settles better. Like, it's still bad, but at least it's, like, indiscriminate. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'll kill fucking everybody. Okay, cool. Well, at least it's, like,
I'm gonna say owning slaves is way worse than murdering. Sometimes people just gotta go. Sometimes people just
On one hand,
that's murder. That's
vein
bad.
Of the
on
movie.
On the other hand, well, that guy was a
like,
fucking asshole.
I don't see
He's
that.
He's probably a slave owner.
And I don't think Anne Rice definitely didn't write that. So actually, if you want to be mad at the source material.
Actually, even in Interview with a Vampire, the like old lady with the poodles, Tom Cruise is like, Louis, she murdered her husband, Louis. I'd read her thoughts. Oh, you can't do that? I can totally murder her husband. Let's eat her. And Louis's like, oh, I mean, she's bad. And he's like, yeah, bad people taste better. And he's like, oh. And then he eats the poodles instead. So, like, in the canon of Interview with a Vampire, it's like, eating bad people's way better as a vampire. Like, they set that in.
See, I'm more of a Kiefer Sutherland vampire kind of guy.
Yeah.
He didn't own shit,
fuck,
man.
Yeah.
He's a fucking squatter, man.
He lives in a
fucking
like,
slave-owning vampire.
They took
dude,
on that whole, they
cave,
took on that whole punk
Chinese
right
food
fucking,
in a cave.
Yeah, they took on that whole punk rock mythos of squatting and just partying, you know. Yeah.
We don't need no stinking plantations.
No.
Undead party squatters.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Now, I can't remember if they referenced that in True Blood, because that was Louisiana, and the main guy, Bill, was like old plantation, had like land.
Sucker.
Pretty sure he had slaves, but I don't remember if they referenced it in that or not either.
I was in it for the boobs.
Lots of
that
boobs.
That was, man.
Yeah.
Lots of boobs.
Lots of fucking. Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know if that was in the books, but thank you.
Oh, yeah, I actually read there's, what's her name, Charlene Harris?
Yeah.
Is the author of those. Yeah. I read like the first dozen.
Wow.
50. Oh, yeah. Dude, well, you can do it in like an afternoon.
Yeah,
man.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
It's, I mean, they're not bad
they're pulpy
books.
They're pulpy books.
Yeah, you can get them at like a grocery store, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like a beach book. It's just the non-dickweight.
Totally.
Saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like a bathroom book. It'll take you a week, but.
I don't know, man. A lot of Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
It's all about going full circle in the conversation.
No, but yeah, like I remember being like, wow, this is a different kind of movie for Rogue.
Yes.
Yeah, this isn't the piano.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, Rogue definitely finally got dicked down by Vampire.
Bill.
Yeah.
In real life, too, because they went up getting hitched after that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a age gap that is reminiscent of other things that seem
good
familiar.
Point, bro.
Anyway.
Good point. You visually went off the rails on that one. It's just like, wait.
But yeah, are vampires? Do they exist in the endless universe? Is that like a thing that comes up at any point?
I'm trying. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Because John's dealt with them.
Okay, I was trying to. Constantine has. Yeah. Which
comic books, dude? Anything's possible.
Yeah, I figured, but I don't remember any from the TV series at all. But I couldn't remember if the comic.
Trying to rack my brain right now to see if anything.
You know where they do exist? Supernatural universe.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Yeah,
they can stay there.
Do you like Supernatural, Steven?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I do.
It's great.
Nice segue. It was so fluid.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, like interesting.
That's real good.
That, yeah. Hey, whatever, man. I'm gonna plug it. And talk about your fucking history of the age-old fucking centuries-old bisexual lighting story here. I'll fucking get
that, it was riveting, though.
Wasn't it? Wasn't it so intriguing? I think it was 2015. It was just coincidence.
I'm just saying.
So intriguing.
That the 1600 vampires had no bisexual lighting, and it really sucked for them. Sucked. But
they did their shit a cappella. Who cares?
It was only around the 70s or 80s that they really started to be inspired by their true bisexual lighting opportunities. And so that's when you get the best vampires, is because they got the right lighting for their
the good lighting
for their sucking and fucking.
They're sucking and fucking. I would assume that you could definitely tell that True Blood came out pre 2015, because I would assume that color scheme would have been all over there, because they were fucking whoever, and I don't remember seeing that really throughout the show that much.
I could not tell you.
Because even Eric's Club, I don't think, was predominantly. I mean, he did have some of those colors, but I don't like it. It would shift.
In what?
In True Blood. Remember, Eric had his own club.
Like Club Blood or whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like locked into like a certain color scheme.
That was kind of a lame club.
It was.
That looked like a fucking pop top at a club.
It was in the middle of bumfuck Louisiana. What'd you expect? It's like the.
What? Okay, in the middle of bumfuck Louisiana, and everyone happens to be drop dead gorgeous.
They say corn fed for a reason. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Is the corn? Are they all corn fed down in the bayous, man? Is that the breadbasket of America?
They eat fucking frogs, man. Like that's not corn fed.
Guarbar sells fucking frog legs. Fuck off.
Yeah, but I'm saying like this isn't fucking Kansas. See? Like this
frog's
isn't
good.
This isn't farm country. I'm saying this is people that eat like fucking catfish and frogs. And I'm not saying that you can't be pretty, but like you're saying corn fed, this is not corn fed country.
Fair enough. Yeah. I retract that statement.
I mean, I met gorgeous people from Louisiana. I'm not like shitting on Louisiana.
No, it sounds like you're shitting on Louisiana.
No,
it sounds like you're shitting on Louisiana. Yeah,
like Pittsburgh is an ugly city. Oh. But like Louisiana, I'm sure there are gorgeous people in Louisiana.
I think you just called George Romero ugly. Well, fuck you, sir.
He wasn't famous for his looks. He was like a 7'8" gargantuan man.
He was a very tall man, yes. He was a very tall man, yes. No, but yeah, you're right. Everyone does look good in True Blood.
They really
do. It's insane.
They really
do. Yeah. Wow.
That's another thing I actually kind of liked about Sandman, too, is that there was both very beautiful people, but also very normal, everyday-looking people in there as well. Like, not everyone was hot.
Yeah, that's true.
The serial killer convention had a little something for everybody.
Yeah, every different sizes. Flavor and size. Yeah, yeah.
But we already talked, Death was hot, and so was Joanna Constantine.
And I was trying to remember where I knew Death from. She was in The Good Place, which I loved that series.
Oh, which the woman playing Titania, is it Jamila Jamil? Is that her name? Mm-hmm. She was in The Good Place. She was the woman that got paired with the monk who was the idiot from Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. She's in She-Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah, Titania.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That woman is stunning.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Oh,
she's
my God. Stunning. That was my point.
And yeah, she was great in The Good Place as well. If you haven't seen The Good Place, it is a charming network show.
It's all right.
Funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's a network show, but like it's got better dialogue than you would expect from like a network show.
Well, yeah, but I it's not like I don't like the show, but I wound up watching it just because a lot of people were watching it, and I'm like the only Jacksonville Jaguars fan on the planet.
And that show shits on the Jaguars.
Oh, my God, dude.
So hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they make it look even worse than it already is.
I started watching it mainly because I like Ted Danson, and the last thing that I saw him in that was sitcom-related was amazing, but it got canceled. It was Bored to Death. Fucking hilarious.
Bored to Death was great.
It's goddamn hilarious. That was early Zach Galifianakis and early Schwartzman. Right, like I think it was
early Schwartzman.
Well, I mean, Rushmore was early Schwartzman, but he had done like two other movies before then. He like Rushmore and like two more movies, and then he did Bored to Death.
Bored to Death was like 2010, 2012, maybe.
Yeah, Rushmore was 2004,
something like that. Yeah,
yeah, okay. But, I mean, I'm just saying he wasn't, you know, didn't he wasn't huge.
Like early Schwartzman. He had done like 16-year-old Schwartzman.
He had done like Rushmore and Spun.
Wait, like where he's a fucking meth addict. When did Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy come out? Because he's in that for literally 3 seconds.
Oh,
remember he's talking about President Beeblebrox, where he's just like this.
When did that come out?
Oh, you're talking about you're not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did I say Guardians?
Hitchhiker's Guide. Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah.
That was circa. I want to say that was like 2006 or 7. I want to say.
Maybe, but I know for a fact he was in, yeah, Rushmore. Right,
he was a therapist or something. And then,
he was in,
No, he was
has anybody
was literally
seen Spun?
Spun, the meth movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's he's one of the main characters in that.
Yeah,
fucking.
I don't watch
movie,
drug movies anymore.
That movie makes you feel fucking dirty. Like, the whole time you're watching it.
Yeah,
you
dude,
feel,
I don't watch drug movies
you feel
anymore.
Grody as shit.
The fun out of doing drugs. Seriously, I don't want to sit here and be like, fuck.
I haven't used a double-ended dildo since I saw Requiem. That's all I'm saying. Is nah. Yeah, that kind of ruined that for me.
Not when I took out of it. I stopped watching that one immediately, but that was a beautiful movie that I'll never, ever watch again.
That is one of those movies you're like, oh, great movie, never, ever watching that.
It's like, do I really need to watch it again?
No. I think that's a lot in Aronofsky's, like, I will never watch Mother again. I enjoyed the movie.
I don't think I've seen that.
I think I'll watch Mother again just for like rewatch purposes. I think I need to watch it one more time.
Rips the baby in half. I think.
Yeah, okay, so like, whatever you're talking about, I'm good on. Man.
Yeah. Right? No, I mean, I think I just need to watch
Scott
it again
Pilgrim again.
Rewatch.
Yeah, right. With Jason Schwartzman.
Less baby ripping
Jason
in that movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
That's
less
the other movie I'm thinking of is fucking Scott Pilgrim. Those are the three movies I'm thinking. That was like 08, 09.
That wasn't 08. That had to be in the
2010s. Well, no, that might be.
No, I think that's like 2010, 2012. I mean, we do have this whole.
We do
like,
have the idiot box.
Here.
Yeah. But no, I was just trying to think when Board of Death came out because, like, he wasn't super huge then.
Time is weird for me.
And it was, okay, so I think it was before The Hangover because I don't think Zach Galifianakis has done The Hangover yet. So, yeah. This is riveting stuff, people. Riveting
Between
stuff.
Two Ferns. That's good.
2009, Board of Death came out.
Okay. Yeah. Between Two Ferns is funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's pissed all people off on that shit,
oh,
too.
Oh, dude, Bruce Willis was about to beat his ass.
Awesome.
When he was
2010
like,
you know, with Scott Pilgrim.
So it was a year right year before after, Scott Pilgrim. Yeah.
Best question was when he asked Bruce Willis, he goes, of all your kids, is Ashton Kutcher your favorite? And they had the chair bolted down, and the ferns were placed intentionally. I mean, one's just sticking Bruce Willis right in the nostril the whole time. Dude, he was going to fucking deck him.
Well, dude, I mean, Bruce Willis sometimes takes himself way too fucking seriously for what he's...
How do you take yourself that seriously when you've pumped out that many trash fucking movies?
Exactly.
Like,
now, he's got some good ones. He's got some good
movies.
Ones. But, I mean...
Best Christmas movie of all time?
Yes. But, he's got a higher percentage of trash movies over the great movies.
How much... I mean, it's not Coke. It's not Coke. You'd be able to tell. How did he run that bill up? That you've literally got to make, not even like straight to stream, just like straight to not being anywhere movies. Mm. I mean, he has put out some absolute shit. And you can see it in his, like I've watched some of these. And you can see just how ashamed he is.
Well, in recent times, that's
while he's doing the scenes,
something that came into question in a recent episode, I think, is that like he has a degenerative disease that he's officially retired from acting.
Yeah, it's the same thing that Jada has.
You think he's making a nest egg? I'm trying to play beat the clock.
Well, it's the same thing that Jada has. What's that called?
He was actively trying to make as much as possible,
or if somebody was taking
handlers.
Oh,
were,
doing the Stan Lee bit to him. Oh, yeah. That's
so.
So he's in like a some sort of conservatorship.
Conservatorship now, yeah.
Oh. I don't see how he could let that happen. He's still like got his wits about him. Like he's fucking like, he's sharp.
Yeah, John Buck and McClane.
He
man.
Hasn't been in recent years, from what I understand. Like he's degenerating pretty quick.
Oh, well, that stinks.
Now, again, this is just from little things I read.
I'm not going to make fun of that.
Yeah, no, that's fucking that's sad.
I mean, there are plenty of movies from well before then we can make fun of that he did. I mean, he did make
like Surrogates.
Oh, Surrogates was fucking awful.
That was terrible.
What's the one that he did? He was like the
that dude. One was bad.
Yeah, that one. No, it was a pet project of his that he did that. I can't remember the name of it.
Whole Nine Yards?
A dude's name. It was a dude's name.
Oh, that guy. He wore pants, had two elbows.
Yeah.
He was great.
Had a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great guy.
And then, then there's the Kevin Smith one. That's always a great one to rewatch.
The one with Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
No, I never watched
it. No, it's fucking garbage.
I love Kevin Smith, man. But
but that was fucking horrible.
No, I didn't even bother.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
This about does it up.
Cool.
That was us just randomly talking about fucking dumb shit.
Vampires fucking in blue light. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Some really important shit.
Yeah. Always bring in knowledge. There's things you need to know, people. Things you need to know. We got you. We're like the Wikipedia of podcasts.
Nothing but information.
Nothing here. But solid, 100% accurate
facts.
Stone cold facts. Yes. So, all right. We're out. Go the fuck home.
GUI Nights. GUIPodcast.com.
In a world with too many reboots and remakes,
two men will stop at nothing to make it even worse.
Join Mike the Hobbit and Tondi as they play by their own rules while pitching new takes on some of your favorite and least favorite films and TV shows. What podcast would dare to bring this upon the world?
This is Smack My Pitch.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
Hey guys, Scotty P here with Smash.
On your left.
And we are
the Geek Fathers.
That's right, bringing all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent.
So welcome to our world.
And as always, join us
or cry.
The Hobbit here.
Lowdown Brown.
Inviting you to check out Geek Some of the Influence, a podcast that pairs booze with conversation with good friends.
And a little nerd culture.
We get a lot of colorful conversation out of our episodes, but it is here for everyone. No gatekeeping.
Always level up everything we do.
We'll punch up, never punch down.
Exactly.
So check out Geeks Under the Influence anywhere you get your podcasts and join us or die.
Shut the fuck up, Hobbit. Welcome to GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Yeah, I am Lowdown Brown. With me as always,
Mike the Hobbit.
This is the tangential side of GUI.
This is like so many of those other shows that has the after the show bit mixed with a little bit of Baywatch Nights, so it's a little sexier. It's a little bit after hours.
Also while tying it into the previous episode of GUI, so look forward to that too, because this comes out the week after the flagship hour-long episode.
So make sure to check out GUI Nights, and when you're done, you can
go the fuck home.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-winged animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIPodcast.com.
In a world of blockbuster movies, there's another dimension.
The dimension of schlock cinema. Join us at Beautiful Disasters on a journey into the fringe territory of B-movie abandon.
We review the flicks that are forgotten or underappreciated to give them a proper place in the annals of celluloid history.
I'm the Groots.
F.U. Hunter.
Your guides at Beautiful Disasters. Come along with us for a fun ride.
May the schlock be with you.